On the show today, we have PSU's very own Dean Young talking about PSU's virtual member forum coming up June 16th and 17th. And Dean has all the details for you, so check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have PSCU's very own Dean Young. Dean, how you doing there?
I am doing absolutely awesome, Michael. And yourself?
Doing well, doing well. It looks like you have your desk situated right outside of the PSCU headquarters, so well done on that.
Yeah, so somebody's got to be here, Michael.
And it's you. And your new outdoor desk. I like it.
Right.
I'm loving the Zoom backgrounds. They're really fun to watch people's creativity. So, and I like this one especially. It's really a good background. Well done on that.
Thank you.
You exceeded all expectations. So, hey, let's talk about something that you guys are doing here in the next couple of weeks. Actually, no, gosh, yeah, no, about 2 weeks away. Your virtual member forum. So I'm excited to talk about this. So tell us a little bit about this. What's going to happen here?
Yeah, so clearly we couldn't gather this year in San Francisco as originally planned.
Yeah,
it was a bummer. So as the saying goes, the show must go on. So we're going to bring everybody together in one location virtually. June 16th and 17th will run from 2 to 5 Eastern on each day. We're going to host our member owners, our future member owners, system partners, and yes, the media is welcome as well, Michael.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
And great news, we're going to hold this event at no cost. So
cool.
Strictly a time investment. Yeah. You know, it'll feel different.
Mm-hmm.
The goal will be the same, though. You know, bring credit unions and system partners together, and we'll collaborate, and that's always impactful. Look, we know the pace of change in payments and digital enablement has accelerated over the past several years, and look, COVID-19 isn't going to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to need to purchase some rocket fuel, throw it in the engine, and make sure we keep up.
Definitely. Yeah. So what can attendees expect? I mean, what are some of the top? Obviously, COVID-19 will be, the pandemic's going to be a topic. Obviously, payments will be up there as well. What are some other things that are going to be discussed?
Yeah, look, we're trying to stay super mindful of our credit union's time and current members' needs, but we think we have a pretty impressive lineup packed with strategies for now and later, right? So, you know, as always, Chuck will kick us off. He'll give us a great business update. He'll talk a little bit about COVID-19 and, you know, how we've brought our team together and in some places apart, right?
Yeah.
As well as how we've been helping our credit unions. And then you also provide a little perspective on the future. Our friends at MasterCard have been kind enough to lend us their economist, Michael McNamara, and he's going to, you know, he'll give us some insight on current economic conditions and spending trends and things of that nature. And if that's not enough, we're going to run a couple of panels. One will be a CEO panel with Todd Lane at Cal Coast. Right?
Yeah.
And Maria Martinez and Mike Valentine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Great panel.
And we're going to challenge our CFO, Brian Caldarelli, to facilitate that group. So we'll see how that plays out. But again, they'll give us some good insight on COVID and, you know, look into the future. The other panel really will focus on our solutions roadmap. We released a webcast series, I think it was on or about May 27th, and Denise Stevens, our Chief Product Officer, will facilitate that. And then we'll throw in some on-demand solution showcases and thoughtful breakout sessions. And then we'll close, hopefully with a few laughs, our good friend Sinbad will join us for a happy hour. So,
because he was originally going to be at the live member forum, right?
Yeah, we had him a couple years ago. You know, I've heard he's on a steady diet of Advil from carrying me on a stage for a half hour, 45 minutes. But I think his back is recovered, and he's going to spend some time with us.
Okay. Oh my gosh! So, what do you guys want to achieve here? What are the goals for this? For this online virtual event, what do you guys want to achieve here for folks?
Hey, look, solutions, right? Our credit unions are asking CUSOs to come with their best thought leadership, best practices, you know, and solutions really to just support their membership through channel of choice. So it should be a really great event for everybody.
I totally agree with you. And you mentioned PSCU's launched a roadmap webcast series on May 26th. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I can.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty well documented. Over the past 5 years, we've spent a little over $150 million on solutions to support our credit unions and their members. We launched a 5 30-minute webcast series kind of to bring updates on the roadmap. I'd say it's kind of a pre-read for our upcoming virtual member forum. We have big and relevant topics like digital engagement, risk mitigation, data and analytics, and of course, integration, which are all key pillars to sustaining success for now and into the future. I will tell you what the web series is. We've got a pretty cool feature where those that view them can ask questions, and those will be some of the panel items we'll cover during the, the discussion.
Yeah, the more interactive, the better, I say.
Oh, without a doubt.
Indeed. Hey, what can PSCU owner credit unions and industry partners register, or how can they register for the virtual member forum?
Well, we try to make it real simple. PSCU.com, click on the banner. And even if you can't make it on the 16th and the 17th, register, because you'll be able to view the content at a later date.
Oh,
so
we'll
have some on-demand content.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I like that feature as well. So that's awesome. So where can attendees go to find more information? Obviously, go to PSCU.com again?
Absolutely. Contact their account executive, or if they're a future member owner, obviously, whoever they're working with from PSCU. They can dial them up, and we can give them all the information they can handle.
Right on. And speaking of interactivity, how interactive will the member forum be? Will there be like Q&A sessions and things like that? Or
yeah, we'll definitely have some chat and things of that nature available.
Very cool.
It gets logistically a little challenged with 1,000, 1,500 people, engaged in this event. And we'll do the best we can. And if there's follow-ups, we'll follow up.
Indeed. Very cool. Yeah. All righty, Dean, anything else to add to wrap it up? Again, I think the virtual member forum, June 16th and 17th. Is it from like 1 o'clock to 5:30? What are the times again?
Depends on where you live, Michael, but it's two to five Eastern.
2 to 5 Eastern. Okay. Yep. Gotcha. So well within my timeline as well over here on the West Coast. So good stuff. All righty, cool. All righty. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, sir. Thanks for having me, and keep doing great work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the one thing that you're lacking in your background, Dean, is the SpaceX rocket launching over the building there. That would be a great look.
So I was fortunate enough to see one in California. I think it was last year in the evening, and it was the most incredible sight I've ever seen. It was just absolutely amazing.
Good stuff. Good stuff for sure, sir. All right, Dean, I'll let you get back to work. I know you're probably up to your earlobes and stuff to do, so thank you for your time as well, and good luck in a couple of weeks. All right, we'll be there watching.
Can't wait. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks again.